Good morning and welcome to Sports Talk. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. My guest on the show this morning is Jeremy Faulkner. Faulkner spearheads the Maysville Rotary Club's Two Bridge Run coming up on April the 27th, a 5K and 10-mile race. Stay tuned, I'll step out for a quick break and come back and talk with Jeremy Faulkner about the Two Bridge Run here in Maysville right after this message.
The Bank of Maysville has a long history of building relationships with the businesses in our community. The Bank of Maysville is not just a bank, but a true business partner. That's why they offer a comprehensive range of business services from a traditional business checking account to online banking. Whether your company is a farm, manufacturing business, professional practice, or nonprofit organization, the Bank of Maysville can help you manage your resources more efficiently. Find out more about what the Bank of Maysville can do for your business. The Bank of Maysville, since 1835. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome here on Sports Talk. We have Jeremy Faulkner with the Maysville Rotary Club talking about the Rotary Club's Two Bridge Run coming up next weekend, next Saturday. And Jeremy, thanks for coming down.
Sure. Happy to be here. Again, seventh year in a row.
Seventh year for the event. You guys have kind of moved dates a little bit, Jeremy, trying to figure out the best time, date, but coming up a week from tomorrow.
Yeah. So it's coming up on April the 27th. As you mentioned, we have moved dates a couple of times. Some bridge repairs set us back in 2019. And COVID set us back a little bit in 2020, so we've had to shift the date and move some things around. The Rotary Club has also started recently managing the Limestone Cycling Tour, which their preferred date is in the fall. Our preferred date was in the spring, so 2023 was an opportunity for us to kind of swap again and get back to where we want to be on the calendar. We always wanted to be in the spring as sort of a tune-up race for your spring half marathons and longer runs. So we're right back where we want to be at the end of April, and we're really excited.
Despite all those challenges, you mentioned COVID, bridge repair, changing the date. Sometimes, as you know, you've lived here your whole life, events get changed for whatever reason and they go away, they don't come back. But this is an event that has held strong with others, including yourself, and the excitement it brings.
Yeah, we've had tremendous support. We're really, really fortunate, consider ourselves really blessed that folks have stuck with us. We did have to cancel the race 1 year because the bridge was closed. We had to cancel the race 1 year because of COVID. We've had to move on the calendar a couple of different times, and yet folks continue to come out and support us, and we are incredibly appreciative of that. Over 60% of our participants this year have run with us in the past, which tells us that we're putting on a really solid event and something that people want to be a part of. They have a good experience. They come back again. They bring people with them. So in any business or any kind of an event, you look for repeat customers. And every year, over half of our participants are repeat customers. And that tells us that we're doing something right and we've built something that people want to be a part of.
Give us the dates and times again coming up next Saturday. Obviously, there's a 10-mile and there's a 5K as well.
Yeah, April 27th. We have the 5K and the 10-miler just like every year. We'll start the 10-miler off right at 8 a.m., weather and fog permitting. And then as soon as the 10-milers clear the start-finish area, we will start the 5K right at 8:05 a.m. It is going to cause a little bit of traffic disturbance in downtown. Second and Third Streets will be closed or limited access for about a half hour from 8 to 8:30 or so. And the Simon Kenton Bridge will be closed from around 8 to 9 a.m. until all of our runners can safely pass. And then we'll open traffic back up there.
You could sign up. We're about still a week away. But again, I know you want people, if you're going to run, sign up early. You can sign up, I'd imagine, that race morning. But if you're interested, go ahead and sign up in advance. That way, you know, you guys know what to expect.
Yeah. If you want to run with us, we encourage you to sign up. You can sign up online up until midnight the evening before the race. So you can go to runsignup.com, and then from there on the front page, just search Two Bridge Run, and our logo will come up, and it's really just a couple step process to get you registered. We are not going to have a lot of walk-ups or registration at packet pickup. We really need folks to register online. It makes things so much simpler. It helps us make sure that you're slotted in the right age group and that you get the right size shirt and all those sorts of things. So we really are asking folks this year to exclusively sign up online, runsignup.com. You can also go to our Facebook page. If you go to facebook.com/twobridgerun, you'll find all the registration details that you need there. But yeah, we really need folks to sign up online. We did have to put in our final shirt order about a week ago. We haven't run out of shirts any previous year. We do a pretty good job of letting the data tell us what we need to project and how long we need to be on each size shirt. So if you go ahead and sign up now, we should be able to take care of you in terms of medals and race shirts But the sooner you sign up, the more likely you are to be those things. If you signed up before April 1st, you're guaranteed to get a medal. If you finish the 10-mile, you're guaranteed a race shirt. After that, it's not guaranteed, but we've done a pretty good job projecting in the past. We think we're going to be able to take care of everyone. We want everyone to leave having a good experience and also going away with a souvenir, an award, a shirt, whatever they earn.
Speaking of all that, I ran 2 years ago. You have outstanding medals, awards if you place high enough, the shirts. So again, some events you do, and now I'm kind of obsessed with pickleball, and most of the medals you get are just generic ones. So, but sure. You guys have done a good job with shirts, medals, and you know, awards. And again, 2 years ago when I did the 10-miler, you know, obviously you finish, you win a medal, then I won my age category, had a nice little swag presented. So you guys really do a good job with making those things unique and something that, you know, you put on your desk, you put on your wall, you're not going to throw in a box.
Right. That was part of our vision. We moved this race 7 years ago to a 10-miler from a 12K and to a 5K option as well. We want people to be proud of what they earn. And we want people to take the race shirt and then continue to wear us, to wear that shirt and show it off. It's in our best interest for us to create nice swag and nice gifts and nice shirts because people will wear them. And it's good advertising and marketing for us. So I really would challenge anyone to find a nicer race medal. I'd challenge anyone to find a nicer race shirt than what we offer. We do invest in those in a significant way. You know, I work really closely with our race management company, which is Race Rise in Lexington. I do have conversations with other race directors, and we spend significantly more money on shirts and medals than most other races do. And I think you can see that in the quality and in the detail. So we're really looking forward to showing those off. We have a couple of race shirts in hand, and we're going to roll those out and give a preview on Facebook next week. We should have our medals in hand in a couple of days, and I cannot wait to show those off. So yeah, just like in years past, you're going to get a really nice shirt, and if you finish that 10-miler, you're going to get a really nice medal, and it's something that you're going to be proud of and you're going to want to show off.
Is there early packet pickup or bib pickup? Talk to our listeners about that. Because I know you got people from out of town or people that want to, hey, come down early on Friday and pick it up. That way, don't have to worry about it Saturday.
Yeah, it's a big tourism weekend for Maysville. We have done a really good job, along with our race management company, again, who's based in Lexington. We've done a really good job of marketing and advertising in the Central Kentucky market. And we've got a bigger group from Lexington this year than we've ever had. And we do have a lot of folks who are coming in asking for hotel recommendations or what they can do. They want to come in on a Friday evening, pick up their packet and get their bib and things, you know, get adjusted, see the start finish line, and, you know, go out to dinner and spend the evening in Maysville. So it is a big tourism weekend, and we're going to have packet pickup Friday evening. It's going to be 4 to 7 p.m. at the Rotary Clubhouse. That's usually where it is every year. So we'll be at the Rotary Clubhouse from 4 to 7. Come pick up your shirt. Come pick up your bib. We will have limited packet pickup the morning of the race, but that's going to be just from 7 to 7:30 a.m. The morning of the race, we've got to be, you know, talking to our race management folks. We've got to be working in conjunction with our law enforcement and traffic control folks. We really don't have a lot of time or space to be doing packet pickup the morning of the race. So we really need everyone to pick their packets up the evening before the race. Again, we'll be at the Rotary Clubhouse right there off of 2nd Street.
I guess talk about the route. You know, obviously the 5K is 3.1 miles and the 10-miler. You're doing both bridges. This race is unique in the sense of you're going across two bridges. I don't know how many across the 50 states can say that.
Yeah, it's really unique in that you get to run not just across two bridges, but you get to run in two states. And there aren't a lot of races that can offer that. So the course will be the same as it was in 22 and 21. If you're running the 10-miler, you'll head east on 2nd Street and make a loop, turn around by M's Eatery, and head back towards the start-finish line, and then you'll embark on your race bridge loop section of the race. The loop down towards M's and back is around 3 miles, approximately. The bridge loop is around 7 miles, and that's where we get the 10-mile course. But you'll run across the Simon Kenton Bridge, then you'll make your way west down 52, across the Harsha Bridge, and then east back down Kentucky to the start-finish line at Limestone Landing. The 5K starts the opposite direction. We head west down McDonald Parkway, come up Wall Street, and then we will head east on 3rd Street, crossing the Simon Kenton Bridge, doing a similar rectangle pattern in the Aberdeen River Park, which is a really picturesque area as you're coming down the front road there in the Aberdeen River Park. Great time to stop and take some pictures on a beautiful sunny morning, which is what we're hoping for. And then back across the Simon Kenton Bridge and then closing the loop back again at Limestone Landing.
How's participation signups gone so far?
Yeah, we're a little off our pace from last year, but still we're right at 200 registrants, which is easily the biggest road race in the area, in the region. We do expect to see a late surge, especially with our 5K event. That always happens. You see a lot of folks who are waiting until they can really trust the weather forecast. And then once they confirm that the weather is going to be sunny and it's not going to be raining, or at least not pouring down rain, we do see a lot of folks sign up that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on race week. So we're sitting at right about 200. We ended up at 230 last year. I would expect us to end up somewhere in that range. But again, we're waiting for folks to see what the weather's going to look like. And as of today, it looks pretty favorable. The extended forecast shows somewhere between 55 and 65 and partly cloudy skies. So I think it's going to be pretty ideal. And we should see a lot of folks jump in there at the last minute.
The money that is raised from this race, I know, goes back in our local community. Can I talk about that and the purpose of this race, giving back?
Right. So, yeah, the Rotary Club's motto is service above self. And everything that we do, every dollar we bring in, we reinvest it in the community. There's not any of us that are making a profit off of this. Everybody who is involved in this race is 100% a volunteer. Everything that we do is about trying to encourage, you know, our community to be healthy and to be active. We use all of the money that we bring in for our Rotary Club service projects and to provide college scholarships to kids in the community. So, you know, you can feel really good about where your money is going. Every dollar that you donate is going to be reinvested in the community in which you live. And I think that makes folks feel really good about participating in the event.
I've got a lot of people, can't name everybody, but a lot of law enforcement, whether it's in Ohio, Kentucky, Rotarians, volunteers. I mean, the list could go on for the people that help make this event a success. And I've participated in it. I've ran in the event where, you know, you go to some races, you don't know where to go. People are handing out water. Safety's an issue. So you guys try to make this as safe and as fun as possible.
Yeah, we try to. And it does. It takes a lot of people to pull off an event like this. We couldn't do it without our sponsors. MediView Regional Medical Center is our cornerstone partner, and they have been for the last 6 years. And we really, really appreciate Joe Cook and his team at MediView for helping us put on such a nice event. And Stober, Carlson, Reliable Transportation Solutions, Primary Plus, and PPI. Just like we see a lot of our runners as repeat customers, they've run with us before and they keep coming back. Our sponsors are the same way. Every year we tell them, you know, hey, we want to do the Two Bridge Run again, but we can't, you know, without your support and without your help. And every one of them, we're so excited to be associated with this event. We think it's so great for the community. We're more than happy to support you financially. And we just cannot thank our sponsors enough. If you run into anybody from MediView, Stober, Carlson, RTS, Primary Plus, or PPI, just tell them thanks. We could not put on such a nice event without their help. And we couldn't put on such a nice event without a group of volunteers that numbers about 30 to put on an event like this, from water stations to trash to registration to intersection and directional control to medals to putting out tables and chairs. And it takes an army to put on an event like this. And we've got so many wonderful volunteers inside the Rotary Club that help us with this. But if you want to be a part of what we're doing and, you know, you want a job, or you think you want to man a water station, or you just want to be involved somehow, let us know. If you want a job, we'll find you a job. We've made it a little easier this year to volunteer for the event. It's very similar to registering for the event. If you just go to runsignup.com, search for Two Bridge Run, and there's a link there that says register if you want to run for the race. And then just a little bit down on the left-hand side, you can click volunteer. And we have a list of jobs that are currently open, and you just click on it and say, yeah, I want to do that job. I want to work this water station, or I want to help with packet pickup, or I want to help set out the traffic cones on Friday evening. Any of those kinds of jobs that you think you might be interested in helping us with, just go to runsignup.com and drop your name in there, and we'll get you exactly where you need to be. But you're right. Our sponsors are critical. Our volunteers within the Rotary Club and without the Rotary Club are critical. And then also the Maysville Police Department, they're always just so helpful. Paul Mellencamp is our point person. on the race this year, and he's helped us every year previously. He does such a good job. He's so organized. He and I, as we're leading up to race day, talk about every other day and making sure that things are aligned and we've got everything in line to make sure that we have a good event, a fun event, but also, most importantly, a safe event. So really, you know, without all those groups of people, we couldn't put this event on. And I'm here talking to you just like I do every year about this event. I'm so proud of it. I'm really happy with what we've built. But this is not my event. This is not my race. You know, I'm just lucky enough to be sitting here representing all of those who invest in it and help pull it off.
I know there's some elite awards for the winner, some unique stuff. Obviously, get the medal, the shirt. But for those runners that are first, they get some special recognition.
Yeah. So everybody who finishes the 10-miler race is going to get a really, really nice custom medal. And we think that that's, you know, something to be really proud of, something you're going to want to display. But if you win the male or female division in the 10-miler, you're also going to get a bottle of Old Pogue bourbon, which also we're really proud of in Maysville. But in addition to that, I mean, we have a water station directly across from the Old Pogue Distillery. The Old Pogue Distillery is on the route, and we just think that's really cool. And we appreciate all of their support that they've given us over the last several years. And, you know, we call it not the run for the roses, but the run for bourbon. We're really proud to give that out as a prize. We're also going to be giving away division awards for first, second, and third in both events and both male and female categories. So we're giving away 72 awards that morning. So we're doing something a little different this year. We can say today for the first time, we've not really told anybody this, but we like to give away some unique gifts. We've done wooden plaques in the past. We've done custom tumblers in the past. We decided to do something a little more practical this year. And everybody who places first, second, and third in their division is going to receive a custom Two Bridge Run backpack. It's a really nice gray and black backpack. It's a 15-inch backpack, so it fits, you know, your laptop and all of your tablets and devices that you need to carry around. And it's going to have, you know, our logo and division award winner embroidered on the backpack. So really looking forward to passing those out and really looking forward to people being able to not just, you know, celebrate and remember their accomplishment when they see it as they walk past it on a desk, but rather give them something that they're going to be able to use and remind themselves of it more often.
That's awesome. And you kind of alluded to it. You guys spend more money than any other race on awards. And that makes a difference from someone who, you know, I get into running, get out of running, but that makes a huge difference. And you kind of alluded to changing the date where this kind of aligns with the Flying Pig, the Louisville Derby Marathon that I participated in, where it's like, okay, I'm going to do this one. In a couple weeks, I'm going to do this one. Mm-hmm. And that way everybody get on the calendar in the spring, you know, when it's coming up.
Sure. That was very intentional. When we decided, you know, we have 52 weekends during the year that we could choose from, which one makes the most sense? We typically have some really beautiful weather here in the Ohio River Valley at the end of April. And like you said, we have the Louisville Derby Half Marathon. You have the Lexington Horse Capital Half Marathon. You have the Cincinnati's Flying Pig Half Marathon. We want to try to be integrated with those as sort of a middle distance tune-up if you're running the half marathon or the full marathon at any of those events. And we try to align and try to partner with them. We're not trying to step on top of anybody else. You know, we want to be a good citizen in the running community and do what makes sense, not just for the Rotary Club and for Maysville, but for the running community in general. We think a middle distance and 5K event towards the end of April serves everyone's needs.
What have we failed to mention today, Jeremy? You want to mention on the Two Bridge Run?
One thing I hear a lot is, you know, I encourage people, like, sign up for the race. Come see us. You know, if you can't do the 10-mile, that's okay. Do the 5K. If you can't run the 5K, that's okay. Just walk. You know, if you can't walk, volunteer. There's something for everybody to do. But I do hear a lot of folks. I was having a conversation with someone the other night. They said, oh, I haven't run in forever. Well, just come walk. And I think there's a stigma, sort of a misunderstanding that everyone who runs this race is young and fit and fast. And I can just tell you that that's not the case. Our two biggest age divisions this year are 40 to 49 and 50 to 59. Our race is a little bit older this year than it's ever been. Everybody is welcome. There are going to be a lot of folks in the 5K who are going to be walkers, and that's absolutely okay. We want folks to walk. If you want to run, run. If you want to walk, walk. That's okay. We're kind of split right down the middle like we usually are. About half of our participants are going to do the 10-miler, and about half are going to do the 5K. That's usually what we see. As I mentioned earlier, we do have a really good draw from the Lexington and Central Kentucky market, so we're really looking forward to putting our best foot forward. We have a lot of folks in from out of town. If you have registered or if you do register soon, you'll get an email a couple of days before the race telling you where packet pickup's going to be, you know, how to get here if you're unfamiliar. We'll show you, you know, GPS directions, answer your questions about the course and show you videos and maps of where to go. We'll show you where to park, all those sorts of things, you know, where our portalettes are going to be on the course, where the water stations are going to be, and do all that we can to sort of reduce that race day anxiety and sort of give you a peek behind the curtain. We're excited. We love doing this every year. Our sponsors are excited. Our club is excited. Anything that we can do to encourage our community to be healthier and to get out and be active, and also just kind of create, you know, that sense of community and the camaraderie, you know, and encouraging our fellow racers and walkers and runners. It's just a fun, encouraging morning, and it's something that we're so happy to put on for our community.
Yeah, it's a first-class event. You alluded to it. I've done a Flying Pig half marathon. I did the Louisville full marathon, 26 miles. And, you know, with this race, you've crossed the finish line. You instantly know your time, the awards, people directing, the swag. So, I mean, and again, you alluded to it. If you're not a runner, walk. As Dr. Day would say, get out, do something, get your heart rate up. And also, cheer on. Go to the finish line or be along the route. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have music, AirPods, but, you know, a lot of times you get tired. Running across the New Bridge, I didn't realize the elevation. You know, I didn't train on that, and I did it 2 years ago, and I'm like, man, I was just gassed. And mm-hmm. But people cheering you on, handing you water, encouraging you, that means a lot. So if you're out, cheer on the people or come down and watch, because it does make a difference.
Absolutely. Come down and watch. Come be a spectator. You know, just come be a part of the environment and the event, and just see what all is going on there, and, you know, be a part of encouraging someone who maybe has accomplished a goal for the first time. Also, if you live on East 2nd Street or you live on 3rd Street, just come out and sit on the sidewalk or sit on your front porch and wave at people or clap for people as they walk by, and let them know that you're there to encourage them and that you're happy that, you know, they're in town. Let them know that you see them. You appreciate their effort. You appreciate them being in Maysville and contributing to our economy. But yeah, that would be great. If you live on 2nd or 3rd Street, just come outside at 8 o'clock or so, and, you know, you'll have at least a couple of hundred people who are going to, especially if you live on 3rd Street or McDonald Parkway, you're going to see a couple hundred people run by. So just come out there and wave. Say hello, encourage them, you know, bring your kids, bring your puppies out, and just, you know, try to create an encouraging environment for all those who are going to be with us.
Finally, what have you learned the last 7 years with this race? I know it's evolved and you're kind of the lead on this, but I guess what have you learned, and then how rewarding has it been leading this event?
Sure. It's incredibly rewarding. It's incredibly humbling that people have bought in to an idea and a vision that we had. It really means a lot when we see that, you know, 60% of our racers are returning for the second, third, fourth, fifth time. It means so much that people believe in us, and they know that they're going to get, you know, a fun day and a quality product. It's something they want to be a part of year after year. Every year we do post-event surveys, and we try to take the feedback from our surveys and tweak things. One of the things is, you know, different or more practical race awards. So we've responded to that. We look at the course. We changed the course in 2017 and 2018. The route for the 10 miler actually was in reverse, but we listened to our law enforcement folks. We listened to the people who live downtown. We listened to our racers and decided that it would be better if we flipped the course. So, you know, we did that. We are always interested in the thoughts of our racers, and we want to do whatever we can to continue to tweak it and move it forward in a positive direction. We actually realigned some of our age divisions to make it a little bit more competitive for some of our older racers. So we're always looking for ways to make it better. But there's one thing you can always count on from us, and that's going to be tremendous community support, tremendous support from the Rotary Club, the fact that we're going to take every dollar that comes in and reinvest it in the community and grow it. And you're always going to count on a quality event with really nice shirts and very high quality awards and race medals. And that's what we're going to try to put on again this year.
Anything else, Jeremy, this morning?
We thank you. We thank you and WFDM, always such a good partner, media partner for us to help us get the word out. And anybody wants to come run, come see us, runsignup.com. Come see us at Packet Pickup. We want to help get you signed up either for, you know, a race, a walk, or a volunteer position. But we want as many people who as want to be involved in this. And you can run, you can walk, you can volunteer, you can just come be a spectator. We just want to put on a nice event for the community. We want everybody to rally around it. And if you want to be involved in it in any way, reach out to us and we'll plug you in.
Again, the Two Bridge Run coming up next Saturday, April the 27th. Jeremy alluded to it. The Two Bridge Run is on Facebook. They share information up there, ways to sign up. So, Jeremy, thanks for all your hard work on this. I know you worked tirelessly throughout the year. I'm sure the week leading up, very little sleep, but your work does not go unnoticed. So thanks for all you do.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And thank you all for the help that you give us. And again, thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to the community. Thanks to the Rotary Club. Thanks to everybody who plays a role in putting this event on.
Again, that was Jeremy Faulkner talking about the Maysville Rotary Club's Two Bridge Run, 5K and 10 Miler, coming up on April the 27th. For more information, like the Two Bridge Run Facebook page. Stay tuned, I'll step out for a quick break and come back and wrap up Sports Talk right after this message.
People caring about people. That has been the Bank of Maysville's philosophy since they opened their doors in 1835. Big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. The Bank of Maysville is right on the money, helping you get a jump on your finances. Checking and savings accounts, automatic bill paying, convenient banking locations, CDs and investment services, online banking, loans, retirement and trust accounts, plus much more. The Bank of Maysville, downtown, West 3rd Street and Walmart Way. Bank of Maysville, the oldest bank in Kentucky. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In other sports news, Mason County archer Bryce Pollitt is a co-individual state champion in archery. Pollitt shot a 295 on Tuesday at the 2024 Operation Unite KHSAA State Archery Championships in Lexington. Pollitt finished tied with Anderson County sophomore Ryan Hing. Mason County's other qualifier, Kimber Ferguson, shot a 277 and tied for 77th place. Well, that'll do it for Sports Talk this week. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. Thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone out there has a great weekend. Sports Talk will return next Friday.